Hey. Y'all already know what I'm about to say.
I think you're not hard to figure out. You're a one-trick pony.
I am. I'm going to do the same motherfucking kick. Yeah. Same jump. All the other ponies do.
Oh, let it breathe.
Hey. Let it breathe.
And it's breathing.
Hey. We back. We bike.
In the business.
From that long intermission.
Indeed.
We back.
It is Clark E. Kent. Hey. And the infamous
B. Please.
Back on the mic.
Man, go on, get with the shit, man. This is gonna be a
down the wormhole
episode. I ain't writing them down. I'm just gonna scroll. Whatever the hell I see
is what we gonna talk
about. Back in the kitchen, baby. Now.
So, first topic in the wormhole.
The impeachment. We all know Trump was impeached and
in the House.
He's impeached in the House.
There's a very big distinction.
And people were talking about it on Facebook, and people were insulting people. Y'all ain't go to so-and-so class and do this and do that. So this one young lady, won't call her name, she said, this is why football coaches need to stop teaching U.S. history and government.
Wait a minute. She said this in response to Trump being impeached.
On the people talking about it. She's saying they didn't know what they were talking about. You know the process of impeachment when the president is impeached.
So she's implying.
A lot of people thought that he was just immediately kicked out of office.
I understand that. I mean, when the media covers it, and a lot of people don't talk about the steps of impeachment,
right?
But fuck you, helpful whoever you are, fuck you, go fuck yourself.
Your little fast ass, you probably weren't paying attention in the cold room, no way, gazing in some little boy face or looking up in.
Or trying to get at the coach.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up, man. You don't say no shit like that. Number one, that's a personal affront. When you put things, ladies and gentlemen, when you put things on social media, you can't take that shit back. Okay? And she may have meant it as a joke. But that shit is not funny. It's already a stigma that, you know, coaches, all they do is want to coach, man. That's not the truth, man.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you run a team if you weren't intelligent? And most of us teach history and subjects like history. And it's a tested subject area, so it ain't one of those.
I know some coach is a damn good math teacher.
I'm telling you.
Damn good math teacher.
Exactly. Coaches coach real subjects. And all coaches don't do PE. We have the mental capabilities to do whatever we want to do. And for her to say that shit just because somebody might have been misinformed, help her just tell them what the real process is, if you even fucking know.
Y'all was on there and insulting people. Talking about folk ain't know what they talking about. Man, folk finally used their... Folks finally use their smartphone for other than dumb shit, and y'all want to tear that down.
So, whoever you are, I don't know you. You know, we just found that on the wormhole, but fuck you for real. I mean that wholeheartedly. Fuck you and fuck off. 'Cause I'm a coach. And a history teacher. and I'm cold as fuck in what I teach. So, watch yourself.
All right. Lately, the word toxic has been thrown around a bit when it's pertaining to a man, toxic.
Men being toxic.
Masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
Yes.
Toxic masculinity.
Yes. So,
toxic.
What does it mean? What is toxic masculinity? Yeah, on, you finna yeah, look it up, or you want me to look it up? You already know what I'm finna say.
Yeah.
I'm finna look it up, man. T-O-X-I-C. What is it?
In psychology, it refers to the traditional cultural masculine norms that can be harmful to men, women, and society overall. It's not meant to demonize men or male attribute, but rather to emphasize the harmful effects of conformity to certain traditional masculine norms. So, I guess what it's saying, how we view men and what men are supposed to be, adhering or sticking strictly to those norms, traditional norms, can be toxic or it can be harmful, right? But that's what toxic means, right?
So what
right, it can be poisonous. That's what toxic is. Poisonous substance. And saying masculinity, if left unchecked, if we adhere to just masculine norms, like men are supposed to be this, they're supposed to do this, women are supposed to do this, those traditional roles of men and women is what they talk about.
What's wrong with that? Traditional roles of men and women. What the fuck is wrong with that?
Well, I mean, it's... I can kind of see their point.
I'm not a caveman, but goddamn.
That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? And that's what they talked about. They talked about individuals that are cavemen. Like, you, this is your role. This is what you got to be.
Right? But why people don't need roles?
I mean, you think about it, man. You live in a time, man, 2019, bro, where, and almost 2020, right? The boxes are breaking down, man. The boxes, the walls of the boxes are breaking down. All those traditional roles are changing. They've been changing for years, though.
Like this heifer. There's some toxic females out here.
That's true. That's true. There's some toxic femininity, too.
That motherfucking, that independent word.
Okay.
They make that independent word.
And I believe
women should be so independent.
Yeah, you should be independent. You should have your own money. You should have your own education.
But just like this post here, this helpful. Ask a black man what a good woman is and watch him describe a slave.
Come on, man.
Now, because we say a good woman know how to take care of house, that means we want her to be a goddamn slave.
That's not the case. I clean up just like my, well, when I had a woman, I clean up too. You see what I'm saying? I cook too. I believe that the household should be 50-50, at least.
I know how to cook.
Right.
But what if I didn't know how to fucking cook and you knew how to cook? I'm going to be expecting you for to cook the food for me. And make sure everybody in the house eat. If I didn't know how to get up and feed my own food.
Right.
And sometimes I might want you to cook.
And it'd be nice. You know,
it'd be nice,
but it's a give and take type of thing, and that depends on you and your relationship. But to say that the ideal of a man is a slave, that's a tale. I don't want nobody to do everything I tell them to do. Who want to be in a relationship with somebody like that? Who? You want that? I know you don't want that. Because I know you don't.
It depends on what it is. Like, and this is another one I just run up on. This helper said, I don't give a fuck if we just argue and I throw your PlayStation 4 off the balcony. Come lay the fuck down. I'm finna leave you.
If you throw my PlayStation 4 off the balcony, you going after. You going out that balcony right
now. This is a classic case of provoking.
You better get down there and cushion the fall. I don't know how you going to do it, but you better get your ass down them stairs and up under that PlayStation 4. Or your ass better get to the store to buy me a new PlayStation 4 and replace whatever add-ons I had. Oh, my God. Man, you don't play with nobody game and stuff like that.
But you mad.
Ass ain't got no business destroying somebody's property no way.
The motherfucker in the house.
Ain't nobody supposed to hold up for you. Let me tell you something, man. This whole idea, it ain't got nothing to do with being a man or masculinity or none of that shit. This is just how you treat people. You don't tell nobody stuff up because you're mad at them. Why we do that?
Then get your ass whooped like that.
Right.
Then that man got to go. He gonna go to jail,
right? And then, but see, then you gonna want to be a woman. You see what I'm saying?
You know,
you was on some tough shit throwing a man PlayStation 4 off the balcony, but now you want to be treated like a woman. You see what I'm saying? It's like you want your cake and eat it too.
You get your ass whooped like that. And we're not in condoning violence against women.
Absolutely not. I should never hit a woman.
Like that, for real.
But if it was a woman throwing another woman's property through her cell phone off the balcony, and that woman hit her, you wouldn't have nothing to say.
Mm-mm. Here go another one. This is dumb. It health here just dumb. And I'm going to move on from this toxic feminism. Why do men feel like it's okay to hold the door open for women in 2019? Like, I already know you're trying to see this ass when I walk past you. Extreme predator behavior. Y'all start saying thank you with four hold door open for your dust ass too, man. I got to hold the door for you.
That's not called masculinity. That's called chivalry. That's called manners, man. That's called manners. And ain't nobody got a hold no dope. The type of stuff that women wear these days, you ain't got a hold no dope and see no ass. You want us to see your ass anyway. What's wrong with that? Now, if a man says something inappropriate to you, you have every right to be upset. Men should not say inappropriate things. They should not touch you in inappropriate ways. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But you cannot stop anybody from looking at you. You can't.
I see this lad, when they say, this lady said, this man be keeping me too happy. I got to go through his phone.
The man do what he's supposed to do. And because he doing what he's supposed to do, he doing something wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
The man doing what he's supposed to do. He keeping you happy.
He paying a bill.
And he wrong, man. Somehow he wrong.
Hey, man.
Man, I ain't fooling with these. Man, I'm not fooling with these broads, man. That don't make no sense.
I got another question. I got another question. What would you do?
What if I caught it going?
Nah, man. What would you do with $40? Name some things you could do with $40.
Oh, right about now. The liquor house. We got to backtrack to that.
Look,
but.
$40. Now this is thing.
$40.
This is myth that is a product or a service that goes
with $40.
Sometimes it's priced at $40.
Priced at $40.
Oh, but what would you do?
I'm not paying for that.
With your $40.
With my $40, they got the Jedi, the Fallen Star Wars, the Fallen Order. I buy that video game. Or, you know, it's the holiday season, so you got to have the libation. So I definitely touch on the liquor house. Fifth of January, $1.95. I have enough for a couple beers. I think along the terms of that, boy, I'm not paying for that.
$4.
For what you talking about?
$4.
I'm straight on that.
We need to find somebody that charge $40 and ask them what. I'm just saying,
like, what all services
conversation and ask them for what you get for $40. Not for me, this for information purposes only. Just asking.
Yeah.
I don't want the services.
No, I don't want it either. I don't want it either. And then $40 seems like on the low end. Like, that seems like the cheap end.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what seems like cheap. That seems like that's pretty cheap. And, you know, I don't think you want to be on, I don't think you want to ball on the budget with that.
That $40, you probably get sick.
I don't want that on sale. I want a bunch of sales, but I don't want no sale on that. I don't want no sale. Oh, what you talking about? I'm not what you talking about.
I probably same my $40.
And for that,
what? Buy me some liquor.
Oh yeah, okay, I get
put some gas in the truck.
There you go.
Buy me something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Might get a good night. Get a night pair of shoes, $40.
Yeah, you find something on sale. Or a Nike hoodie or something. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking along the lines on those lines. Like, with my $40. I ain't thinking about the other stuff.
Oh.
Not that nonsense. Because if that come up.
$40.
That come up. No.
You don't want deals on everything.
Man, there's something else I've been wanting. Man, it's a page on Facebook called Residence of Clarksdale.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems like that page is just full of a bunch of white folks that be trying to say sleek little racist stuff about black folks in Clarksdale that don't long stays here. And then one dude on there, he always talking shit about the mayor. I'm quite sure the mayor's office is accessible.
It is.
And I'm quite sure he's up there when he's not busy.
Know him personally, he'll
stop and talk to you. Man, y'all be getting in that little site. Be saying all kinds of little slick shit.
I think.
Well, the bunch of them folk don't even live here.
But see, that's. Let me tell you something, man. That's the outlet that social media has created. That's the environment that social media creates. It's an avenue for those who wouldn't normally open their mouth to say anything. Or be in a position to talk about issues, to say what they want to say. Because it's online. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a symptom of a larger problem, man.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't care for social media. I really don't. I feel like it can be used as an avenue to achieve certain ends, right? Advertising, reaching people, those type of things, connecting people. But the downside of it, you know, that alter ego of social media, that outlet for people to say all kinds of nasty and untrue things about whoever they feel like talking about, man. You know, that kind of stuff is unacceptable. And at times, I feel like it can cause more problems than create solutions. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know you more the social media, you know, you're a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I just...
You be on the social.
They just hear some of this shit irritate, man. Man, so... this pastor, this pastor, this church. I told you, man, y'all might, this might be, you might hear anything, or anything might be going on in here. We gotta start filming this, man, so y'all can just actually see how hard it is for us to record in peace sometimes.
What the fight?
You hear that one in the background. All right, pastor. The pastor bathed in church, asked church members to drink his bath water, and they did.
See, man, I'm not going to curse, because we're about to talk about church. But I can, without a doubt, concretely, and with all honesty, of every fiber of my being, say that if my pastor ever tried some nonsense like that, I'm going to go to jail. That's not a situation where I'm just going to walk out of the church. I got to handle that right now. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's a fool sitting in the church that's going to take him up on that offer thinking that's going to get them to heaven. Drink your bath water? Now, that's a cult.
Do all that is. Man, these folks be doing.
How you fall in love with a preacher like that?
They folks be doing stuff, man. They be doing so much stuff, man. They do. They push the envelope, see if they get away with it. See how gullible people are.
I'm saying, how? Like, you wouldn't drink your own bad water. Mm-hmm.
Man, see, some of these priests some jokes, man. There's a bunch of jokes around here in this area. Some jokes.
But that makes absolutely no sense, bro.
That's why people don't go to church like that. That's why people don't go to church, man. People turn away from church because this foolishness right here. Stuff like this, man. Stuff like this. That's why people turn away from the church.
Because I know I have to get on.
I know I've been done.
Done. But I'm gonna have to say it before I walk out the door. That's some nonsense, man. That's some nonsense.
Man, moving on. Told you we were going down the rabbit hole today, buddy. Colorado radio host wished for a nice school shooting to disrupt Donald Trump impeachment coverage.
What?
He was fired.
Yes.
He wished for a nice school shooting.
A nice school
shooting. It amazes me how these people are toward this guy, man.
That's what I'm saying. He almost like a cult leader, man. Like, you can't be on the podcast.
I don't understand it. I have never seen. I ain't seen nothing like this. I ain't know these type of people existed.
Well, I knew they existed.
No, I'm not.
He
like,
just gave them a platform.
I ain't talking about the race. Well, I'm talking about these motherfuckers. I'm talking about truth. Man,
that man
can say anything,
and they'll defend that shit, man.
That stuff.
It's that kind of mentality, man.
That's crazy, man. It's scary, man.
And it should be
the
scary.
The truth.
It should be scary, man. The man was at a campaign rally and told him to beat the folk up.
And then saw another video. Folks said they impeached Trump. It gonna be a second world war. Not World War, Civil War. All right. They gonna get your dumb ass shot in the face. talking about a second Civil War.
Okay. I'm gonna cut you a little bit more even than it was, man. Minorities. But you got some minorities, man. I'm looking at those rallies, man. In the front row.
Man, they be, man, them folk pay. They pay them folk. It's just one there. Just one. She was in the front row with them big ass glasses on, big forehead, big glasses.
That's all. But that, you know.
Just.
And like, it doesn't matter. The people closest to him all started jumping ship. And it left them unaffected. Like the people at large that love Donald Trump, man, it left them unaffected, bro. It don't matter what. At this point, the people that are for him are going to be for him. There's nothing else you can do about that.
The way shit looking, man, he might win the second term.
Oh, yeah. If he gets an opportunity to run. But we'll see, man. The Senate might turn on. It might turn on.
Old Mitch ain't shitting stuff down.
It might come. He tried to, but Nancy legit, man. Nancy Pelosi legit, bro. She is legit. Nancy Pelosi is intelligent, crafty, and she playing this thing to a T. She gonna drag it out. But I just don't understand how you could attach yourself to a person like that.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But man can't you this man wanna not it, I don't know, man, where these damn folk come from. December 28th, little quick ad.
Oh yeah.
December 28th, which is this Saturday, right?
Blue City Cube
annual holiday party,
Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Expo Center across from Clarksdale High. From starts at 9/11 and ends until. So we
come on out. Hors d'oeuvres will be sold. Appetizers. They first come, first serve. And pre-sale $10, right? Uh-huh. At the door, $15.
$15 at the door.
So see your favorite queue and get your ticket.
Get your ticket. We still have tickets available. Now, I don't know, I guess. What you think about the bow on this one? The wormhole episode?
Yeah.
We may be back again.
That kind of nice going down the wormhole.
Yeah, we may be back before Christmas. One before Christmas, we out. So you'll get three. We got one on deck now. Got to go through it. Then you got this one. Then you can get one more before Christmas. And I think we'll be done for the year.
Oh no.
No, we're not gonna be dead. Yeah, y'all, you're right. We might broadcast live New Year's Eve. We might do that. All right. Flaw Logic.
We out.
We out.